And here we are, Worldwide Live over the internet, BBS. Thank you, BBS, for making it possible for us on Monday evening. Terry, our beautiful friend in Arizona, she will be going through a session at the time we are here together on this call with Kimberly, who I believe is in New York currently. And we will be playing a replay.
Kimberly is going to be in New York next week.
Next week. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's at home in L.A. right now.
She's in L.A.
Okay.
She did an interview this morning, on New York Public Radio, WBAI. And I was going to do a replay of one of our old calls, but I decided I'm going to play the interview, and then I'm going to turn it over to Heise.
We can barely hear you, Wynn, just so you know.
How's that? Okay. I'm going to turn it over to Heise, and he will handle it tonight. And
Bill, don't you start the replay, Wynn?
I'm going to start it.
But okay. I still have no access. Okay. Thank you all for being here, guys.
So here we go. The replay is 58 minutes. It turns it into 55 minutes when I cut it off.
Since Friday, September 15th, through Thursday, September 21st, at the Village East Cinema, 189 2nd Avenue, New York City.
And welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and this program is here to serve you as a source for health consciousness, spirituality, and self-liberation through self-understanding. We have to understand what's going on the inside to be able to understand what the world is happening around us, what that really means for us. And on today's program, we're going to have an opportunity to gain some insight into this aspect of who we are and really some insight into the world in which we live and how we can go about healing ourselves. I have two guests today, including Kimberly Meredith, who is a self-taught medical intuitive, trans-channeler, surgical hands-on healer, and spiritual teacher with gifts of the Holy Spirit. Kimberly's shaman lineage dates back to her maternal great-grandmother, Josefina, who initially practiced shamanic healing in Italy. She later settled in Jamestown, New York, where her work was highly respected. And she has certainly become someone who is very much respected and known in the world as someone who can go into a deep insight and help people through this divine guidance. So I very much look forward to going deeper in this conversation, but I just wanted to say hello and welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. And also joining me is an old friend, really, Alan Steinfeld. And Alan is a writer, filmmaker, acupuncturist, and host of the popular television program New Realities. And he's been investigating metaphysics and spiritual consciousness, certainly at least for 25 years, maybe 34, maybe a lifetime. But I want to say hello and welcome, Alan, because certainly you have introduced me to our current guest by way of this show. And so I wanted to not just say hello, but invite you to also contribute to our introduction of Kimberly Meredith.
Well, thank you, Catherine. And just to say, yeah, I've been investigating this realm of what they call emerging consciousness, human potential. And I'm like a talent scout. If I find somebody who I think is really valuable to our community, I bring them to New York or help promote their work, because this is a time of change and transformation, and there's amazing people coming forward to help with that. And Kimberly is one of those people.
Excellent.
Thank you, Alan.
Excellent. And so what I'd like to do, Kimberly, is to start out giving people a little bit of information about who you are. I mean, we can all go to your website. It's all there for people to see, and they can read about you and your work and your history, and that's thehealingtrilogy.com. But I also... Oh. Yes?
I just want to jump in one second, Catherine, just to say what, before Kimberly starts, that she'll be in New York on September 28th, and we're inviting everyone listening to this program to come down to the church at St. Paul and St. Andrew at West 86 and West End Avenue to experience that. And, you know, for BAI listeners, I just want them to just come. If they feel like giving a donation, that would be great, but I just want to make this sort of event open to the people who support this program and are looking for more heart of mind. So come down, donate what you can, and be a part of the healing energy. So that's just a preface there.
All right. Well, that's great. And we'll remind people again as we go a little bit further into the program, because that's very key, that you are going to be here in New York City, Kimberly, and people will be able to make that direct connection. And sometimes, you know, that's what it takes, to be able to be with a person, to feel the energy, to see things as they go on in the room, to fully understand and to engage. But I would really love for you to give us a little bit more about your childhood, because from what I've read of your bio here on the website is that you were very young coming into this, an intuitive child with special gifts. Perhaps people didn't understand, but ultimately you've been able to bring this into blossoming in your work. So tell us a little bit about the little girl, Kimberly.
Thank you. I started experiencing some energy coming through me as a little girl, as young, maybe as maybe 3 or 4 years old, with my hands, and seeing that they were different, and I started blinking, with my eyes were blinking excessively, and my mother wasn't understanding it and was sort of frightened by my excessive blinking, and I was told to stop blinking, and she passed away too when I was young, and I felt bad, but I couldn't stop the blinking. I know now it was my connection with the source, beautiful God, and at the time I would try to stop blinking, and I did stop myself from blinking, and now, after my first near-death experience, I've had 3 death experiences, but my second one, it just was meant to happen, and it was destined to happen, and now my gifts are through my blinking.
Really?
But Kimberly, as a child, did you bring a pet back? Did you have a story about something that you did that was...
Yes.
Miraculous?
Yes, I also, as a young girl, would... frightened my mother with often laying hands on animals, and I loved praying when I was little too. I would always be praying, and I would carry. I was really close to one of the saints, which was Mother Mary. I was raised in a family. My mom was Italian Catholic. My father was Jewish. We would go to temple on Fridays, and my mom converted to Judaism, so we didn't really go to church, but I did go sometimes with my other grandmother to church, but I did have, I'd keep a little Bible with Mary under my pillow, and I often would pray on animals, and that had actually been passed, and there was one particular time my dog had passed in the living room, and I had prayed on my dog to come back, and he had come back. And I put my mouth on his mouth, and he had come back. And my mother was just horrified over that. And just different things would disturb her, and it just, you know, these are just things that I feel, even this day, children might have gifts, you know, special gifts and things. We all have gifts, different types of gifts that we all come to the world with, and we often don't know what they are when we're young, and so things happen, and yeah, so I did have signs of mm-hmm. of things happening to me when I was younger.
And ultimately, though, you came to follow your own path and had began to come to understand that you were being guided from realms of the spirit. Can you speak a bit about that journey on how you came to know what was happening and how you were able to sort of stand up in this? Because I think even as people become adults, they may have these gifts, but they avoid them or are afraid of them.
Yes. Great, great, great question. So then as I continued through my life, I always knew I was very sensitive. Even though I went into nursing and I went into actually entertainment world where I did medical consulting behind the scenes with television shows, I helped directors set up shots. In the nursing profession, I was very sensitive to people that were passing. I still knew when I would, you know, help people in the beds that things were kind of interesting. I always was very rambunctious to save people's lives. I would jump in and people were not doing well. I would always be the first one to, let's save their lives more. You know, I would try to do more CPR. And, you know, and then I did know a few times when I had laid my hands on a couple of people. They woke up out of a coma. But I always would just kind of brush it off and know that just was not really happening. You know, I would kind of look the other way and say, that didn't really happen. That wasn't me doing something different or putting, you know, I just kind of would not acknowledge that something was happening like that. And, you know, even lots of different paranormal things were happening around me throughout my life, and I just kind of would look the other way. I was just sort of a normal, trying to be a normal girl that was not really looking at things. But throughout my life, there were a lot of things that were happening around me that were not, let's say, normal, but are normal. In different, we move in and out of a multidimensional world, but I wasn't really seeing what was happening. I knew very little. I would constantly say to my mother, my hands are different. My hands are reincarnated, which I don't know where I came up with that word. And she was, my mom was very aggressive. She was an alcoholic, and she would say, stop saying that. She would get very angry at me, and I didn't understand what that was about. But to move on to the future, it wasn't until I actually really was hit on foot in 2012, beginning of, you know, it was the end of the year, around Christmas Eve, and I was admitted to the hospital. And
you were hit by
a
car. I just want to tell, is that what you mean, you were hit on foot? You were hit by a car?
Yes, I was hit on foot. But I was working on a show at the time, being a medical consultant, and I was just so stubborn. I was not going to go into the hospital. So I had a blunt head trauma, and I was just not going to go into the hospital. I was just so determined to be okay. I was hit by a car door while the car was coming up to the sidewalk to pick me up. It was a freak accident where the man did not fix his car, and the car door hinge broke off the car front door, and it just flew open and whacked me in the head and knocked me onto the cement, and I fractured my jaw, the back of my head. It was a very bad blunt trauma, and I had to go into the hospital, and my kidneys were failing, and I was very, very, very sick, and I was not released for 2.5 months.
Wow, and you were actually walking around with that?
I was trying to work still for about a week after that on this TV show, and I was vomiting, and I was very, very sick, and then I completely collapsed and was rushed into the emergency room.
So tell us something about the near-death experience and how that really impacted the direction of where you would go.
Well, I've had three near-death experiences, and I right now we'll just talk about one of them, which was in the hospital. One of them was in the hospital, and in short, I experienced my blood pressure dropping in the hospital.
And, but then what happened?
It was chilling in the hospital. My blood pressure dropped, and I went to the other side, and it's very quick. Saw the other side, and it was just beautiful there. And quickly, it was really, in short, you know, peaceful, calm, loving. I felt my ancestors, which was my great-grandmother there. I felt a very strong blindness over my eyes, white blind light. But I also was coming in and out, sort of a consciousness, and in and out of hearing doctors and nurses on this side and going to the other side. So it was back and forth going. And a lot of chills going through my legs, and sort of saying to me, you're going to stay here, you're going to do work here, and, you know, a very heavy sensation on my chest, and I felt like I wanted it to get off of me. I knew at some point, I knew it was an energy. I didn't quite know it was God, but I felt it was something very miraculously heavy on me, but it had to be God. And I remember saying, I felt like, please get off of me. I wanted it to get off of me, and I wanted to wake up. So it was sort of in and out. I know a lot of people talk about their near-death experiences in length. They have long stories of their near-death experience. And I have to say that mine was, this one at the hospital was not a long story to tell, but it was, before I went into it, I remember looking over at the blood pressure monitor and seeing it drop. When I was in the hospital, it just went completely down and zeroed out, and then I went to the other side, and it was just blinding. My eyes are completely blinding. If you were to see me right now, my eyes blink consistently. They blink, and it's hard for me to see at night. I'm like blind. My eyes blink nonstop. That's where my gifts are. I scan people with my eyes. And when I came to, it was just so lovely on the other side. It was very calming and fresh and cloudy. It was beautiful there. But I could still feel this side at the same time, and a lot of noise going on. And it was the doctors and nurses tugging at me. But then when I came back here, it was saying, like, you're going to stay here. You're going to help people. But it was a heavy heaviness on my chest, very heavy. And I was like, okay, you can get off me now. I kept saying to the voice, you know, to God, can you get off me now? Can you get off my chest? It was like me saying, please get off me now. And so anyway, finally when I woke up to it,
mm-hmm.
I felt like, oh, no. Oh, no. Like, oh, I felt like this is not going to happen now. My life's completely changed. Like, I knew something was never going to be the same again. Because
mm-hmm.
my life before, I liked it. You know, I was working on shows, doing my medical consulting. I don't know. I just knew, like, something was not going to be the same.
And
like,
so
everything was different.
And so it has changed. So,
oh, yeah. So when I woke up, I was crying because my legs, I could not feel anymore. Like, my legs were completely numb, and they were shaking. And the doctors, I had, you know, everything was just horrifically, I was in pain more than I was before, like, that blood pressure dropped, you know. And my legs were shaking, and they couldn't, I couldn't, like, after that, everything was worse. Like, I couldn't walk anymore. I was like, oh, no, this is not good. Like,
I knew, like, this is the end of what my life was before.
But you did recover, and through all these processes, you've moved into this new space where you're doing this work with people, and sometimes we have resistance, and spirit world has a way of forcing us into a gift.
Yes.
How this translated into the work that you're doing now.
Yeah, how did you discover your healing gift? Yeah.
Okay, so, after I woke up, we'll flash forward. So eventually I got home with a wheelchair, and then, a few months after, I got home, I had no idea at all that I would start becoming a channeler. And then I had to turn it over to God, and the doctors were saying I would not walk again. I would not lift my neck up again, ever again. I was in a brace, and I just started praying and became letting go of the life I had before and understanding and surrendering that this other life was over. Something absolutely miraculous happened. I just, one night I woke up, my hands were like in the sign of the Trinity, and I started saying many prayers, Hail Marys, Baruch Hashem. I just kept chanting over and over prayers and receiving spirit through my body, like you just said. And I just, over 6 to 7 months, started receiving the energy of the Holy One, our God. And my eyes started blinking. And I didn't remember, like we're talking about, me blinking as a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, and my mom being upset. Because my mom has been passed for many years. She ended up dying of alcoholism. Mm-hmm. I found her when I was a little girl, dead on the floor. I don't talk about this much. And I remembered, wow, my eyes are blinking again. And all these things started unfolding, but I wasn't doing healings on anybody. I started rubbing my own hands together and putting them on the back of my head. My head was killing me. My head had a contusions, hematoma on my head, and I just started praying on myself and not using any of the medications the doctor was giving me.
Mm-hmm.
I kept saying, God is my healer. God is my healer. God will heal me. God is my healer. And the nurses that were coming out walking with me, I started getting stronger, walking on my own. And so that's how I started becoming a self-taught channeler and moving forward.
Hmm. Very good, very good. And so let's take a leap in time to where you are now and explain to people how you are operating in the world right now, how you interact with an audience, how you interact with people. Maybe give a little sense of some people you've worked with to let us know how this evolves for you.
Beautiful. So how I work now is that people come from all over. They can fly in to see me or at an event, and they hear about me. And I do private sessions in my office in Los Angeles. I'll do a half an hour channeling session. My left eye blinks yes, my right eye will blink no. I'm a sign language channel also, and medium. And I work with many beautiful angels channel through me, and spiritual guides and the Holy Spirit. And I go through the body, your whole entire body. I work like almost like some people will say a CT scan or MRI, a Holy Spirit investigator. Mm-hmm. I go through the whole entire system with my eyes, through the past, the present, and my eyes will find every single thing in you that may have happened to you. Could have been from when you were 2 years old, getting a bump on your head, to knowing you have a tumor inside of you, cancer, anything that's going on. The left eye will blink where it's at. If the left eye blinks, everything is good. The right eye blinks if you have it, and it could be you've had it. I'll know if you've had it for 5 years, 2 years, 3 years. And so I go through the whole entire system. But then after that, what's so neat is that they'll tell me if they want to lay hands and heal you, if you want that. And they use my hands sort of actually to heal you. So my fingers will turn completely numb, and almost you can see it in color. They turn like a little bit pink or like a purplish color. And they use my fingers like surgical tools. So I almost, my hands will sort of turn, like one hand is like a surgical knife, the other hand is like a knitting tool. And I actually put, I do surgical healings with my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So I can help people that have had surgeries and they still don't feel quite that well still after. So I kind of put things back together to make you feel better. I also can actually dissolve lumps out of your body or tumors or even lymph nodes can be dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
And how it happens is my right eye will blink in you, the left eye will blink that it's leaving out of you, and both eyes will blink when it's been confirmed and gone.
Mm-hmm.
But it only will happen if you're actually wanting that to happen also. And how it happens is we both will be praying together. And it doesn't have to be a religious prayer, because I believe that God is kindness, God is love, God is a beautiful energy, and God is in love in a we live in a multidimensional world, so by moving out of a third dimension, even Einstein talked about we live in dimensions, so moving out of a third dimension, which is the lower dimensional consciousness, moving into our higher dimensional energy, which is the 12th dimensional consciousness, which is the God dimension. So a lot of people come and they say, well, I don't really want to say Hail Mary or Om, I just want to say I am love and I am light, or whatever you want to say, or Om. So a lot of my events, people are Oming, or they're saying Bhagwan, or they're saying Hashem, or they're saying, so any kind of loving prayer you want to say, just rising your vibration, it'll just dissolve in a minute mm-hmm. out of your body. So that's what I do. And it just works.
Mm-hmm.
What about the activations that sometimes happen in your work? Can you talk about that
a
little bit?
Absolutely. So also with the praying and the chanting, I do a lot of times activations. So people will look in my eyes, or I lay hands on their third eye or their crown chakra. I do blessings, and we'll do mantras where we go throughout the whole entire room, where the whole room can shift in an event, where we're opening up our arms, pulling in the energy in the whole room, sending blessings throughout the whole entire universe, pulling in the energy to our crown chakra, to our body, and saying things like, we are accepting our gifts, we are accepting our spirit guides, we are accepting the Holy One inside of our body right now, right in our God consciousness, we are healed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much spiritual warfare going on in our world. There's so much things that are going on in our outer consciousness that are coming at us right now that we can totally move into the higher consciousness and be protected. So what is consciousness? Okay.
That's a good question.
What is the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit? What is our consciousness? Our consciousness is pulling into God, our love, our higher self. What did Yogananda say? Yogananda said we can only have either a God consciousness, love, and light inside of us, or we can have fear and anger. We can't have both of them inside of us. We can only have one or the other. So we have to choose either one. So if we choose to have love and light inside of our body, then we can be totally healed. Our whole country can be totally healed if we choose this. So in the events, I try to help. I'm here because God brought me back to be here to help people. I'm a servant to you to help everybody, if you choose to have that,
mm-hmm.
To help as much as I can for how long I'm here, to bring this in and bring the energy in and activate as much as possible for we to... I think you understand what I'm trying to say, to bring this energy inside of us and to have only one energy inside of our loving bodies, which is peace and love mm-hmm. and higher consciousness. And that is truly our higher God consciousness. God consciousness is truly what It is. That's the magical dimension of mm-hmm. Christ light.
Excellent.
Amen.
There you go.
So cute.
And I think it would be interesting also to touch on some of your connections to these spirit guides that you work with. You said Mother Mary, and I read also that you're connected, you feel or experience a connection to Edgar Cayce, who is the father of holistic medicine and a medical intuitive. He's one of the most documented and famous people who've done this. I really like what you were talking about with your hands, and it's almost as if you are the instrument of the divine. You know, this is how I experience my work as well. It's like you're not going in there thinking about anything. You're just sort of surrendering to that deeper divine wisdom, and you can become that instrument in between the two realms. So, and that can be very powerful. So I was wondering if you could talk about that connection that you have, sort of your relationship with the guidance.
Well, it's hard for me to talk about right now because it makes me want to cry because, I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think about it at all for just using me. I apologize for getting upset. I'm not really upset because they're just using me on the other side to do the work because they're saying to do it as soon as possible mm-hmm. and to move me. They're just moving me for since the accident as soon as possible. They're moving me forward. And when you asked me the question about Edgar Cayce, it's a very strong connection with him because before this happened, I didn't know ever anything about him or anything about this. And so they're just moving me in the sign of the cross and the sign of the Star of David right now. Mm-hmm. They move my body in those directions. And they're very honored that you asked the question. And they're just sending me out to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that you're out of the way when these energies come? Are you present, or do they take over completely with their healing energy?
No, I'm not. I'm not a part of it at all. They don't even want me involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're blinking. They do the blinking right now, and they're so ask the question, and they'll answer it through the blinking. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I do have a question, but it's a bit of a larger question, I guess. I'll ask
them.
So I have been experiencing through this work, through my own exploration and healing, that what we're facing in our world is people not understanding their messages that comes through them. And rather than understanding that everyone has a different message and a different gift, people are expending their energies and arguments and fighting and trying to decide who is right. So I see what you're doing is kind of a unifying process so that people can somehow get out of their own way and connect with whatever it is that they're supposed to be doing. So I don't know if that's a question, but maybe someone could respond to that.
They're agreeing. They're bowing me forward. They're blinking up to God.
Mm-hmm.
So they're bowing forward and blinking up to God. So maybe they're saying to you, if it's more, I think if you're saying that one more time, maybe if you're saying other people, are you saying spiritual healers or just people in general? Maybe being more connected. What I'm getting is that we need to honor more. And when I say God, I'm saying there's many names for God. It's an energy that our whole country, our whole world needs to honor more of that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to all step out and let ourselves be more pure and organic and more loving towards everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying, in a sense that...
And more supportive of all each other, of everybody.
More supportive and maybe more selfless in a way, not in a self-destructive way, but in a way that it's that it's about, like you were saying, you sort of step out of the process and just allow yourself to serve whomever you encounter. Because I often feel that people come to me because there's a spiritual motivation, there's a spiritual synchronicity that a person is going to come to me because they resonate with what I can do or what I can teach. And a person will come to you because you have the capacity to reach them on a level that maybe no one else can. So there's enough room for everyone to bring their gift to the table if we could get out of our own way. So for me, healing in a lot of ways means to get out of your own way.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. They're giving me chills. This is not a time for anyone to be wanting something or having an agenda. This is a very important time right now. They're blinking 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 all the time with my eye, meaning anyone right now that can do anything to help humanity in any way or knows anyone that can help anybody, we all need to gather together at this moment and pull our strengths together and help everybody in service.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Okay, well, that sounds beautiful.
Can I just ask, what are some of the things that people can look for that's in the way of that God connection? What do we need to, like, be mindful of, in your opinion, Kimberly?
I think you will see it because it's what do you mean?
Well, I guess I'm asking, the distraction, I guess, is what's really in the way of our
third-dimensional behavior, I guess, that's stopping our world to move forward. When you're living in the Holy Spirit, when you're living in the higher consciousness, then there's a lovingness. There's a beautiful spirituality around you. There's a givingness. There's no agenda. There's your unconditional love for other people. You're there's not anger. You're fearless. You're moving with relationships that of kindness. The third dimension is I think you're understanding more. You're constantly being pulled downward. There's the disease. There's fear. There's anger. There's who can help who for something else. That is not God. That is not a God consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Conducting yourself in a higher dimension is where God wants us right now. They're blinking, God, God, God. God wants us back to our country, having peacemakers here. We all need to take responsibility for our lives and to understand that when we come from a pure heart, our bodies can be healed. Amen. Our lives can be healed. Our country can be healed. We can have that energy.
Mm.
We can have that here. Absolutely. We can.
I totally agree.
Nobody needs to have center stage. This is God's land. We are all one. And if we truly believe that we're all one, then no one is the center stage here. God is the center stage.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I really do appreciate the way you're sharing this, because it's a level of understanding, you know, to really understand, to have it something that's blossoming from within. And my sense is that the third dimensional realm that you speak of is really wouldn't be here except that we keep recreating it by reproducing and projecting those fears and terrors and angers. And it's almost like we're recreating it in every moment rather than creating the new in every moment. And so people are very powerful right now to make that change.
Yes. You're right. We're buying into it and getting into it and more. And so when some people could say it's a reality. But we could take that reality and we can go back in to understanding that God is wanting us to have a forgiveness. And there's nothing stronger than God consciousness, which can take that and make our own reality stronger, which is nothing stronger than God consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about my experience?
Alan, we can't hear you.
Can you talk a little bit about what?
We can't hear you. The connection is not coming through. Say that again.
Can she talk about what? Can you hear?
I cannot hear you, no.
Maybe they can call me back. I'll text it to you.
Okay, text it to me. Okay. Yes, and in the meantime, I wanted to remind people that you are going to be in town and they can connect with you and, you know, choose and make a decision for themselves and see what the energy is and see how they can relate to it. And you are going to be here on Thursday, September 28th, which is coming up fairly soon. And it's at the Church of St. Paul and St. Andrew from 7 p.m. till 9:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And the address is 263 West 86th Street in New York City. The entrance is on West End Avenue. And this is being sponsored by Alan Steinfeld and New Realities, so people can connect by going to the website, I guess, thehealingtrilogy.com. For more information, I see a number. Should I give out this 917 number?
Or yes, you can.
917-553-5294. That's 917-553-5294. And just to let everyone know, there is a suggested donation, but Alan has made an offer to listeners of this program that if you wanted to go, you're welcome, and you make a donation in the amount that is that works for you, so no one would be turned away because of for financial reasons, so that everyone can at least make that connection. So I want to thank
both
of you for that. Yeah.
No one will be turned away, so.
Yeah. And so Alan was asking that you talk about what people will experience at the church, because we are running short on time, so that would be a good place to go.
Okay. I would like to say they will be witnessing me going out into the room, and I will be going out and finding my angels go out. I speak in angel tongue language. They come through me, and I will be finding people in the audience that the angels will want to find and bring on to the table and channel through their body what's going on with them, and they will witness miracles, actual miracle healings in the room. And also, I will be channeling about spiritual warfare, what's going on in our country, what's going on in the world. I will be also going throughout the whole entire church and praying on probably every single person. I will also be doing activations throughout the whole church. Everyone will have a blessing throughout the church. I'll be putting anointing oil and holy water on every single person in the church. There'll be a quantum field of activations going on throughout the whole entire church. We'll have live music going on in the church. We're going to have a singer. It's a very high energy, but also a lot of beautiful meditation going on. There's many beautiful angels and spirits.
A greater level of consciousness. I mean, that's ultimately what we all want. We all want to live in a harmonious, peaceful planet. So bringing people who've had some of this connection, these abilities, I think is one way to do that.
Excellent.
So,
okay,
yes,
so that's wonderful. I want to thank you both for joining me today. And certainly people can go to the website. Remember, it's thehealingtrilogy.com with a T-H-E, thehealingtrilogy.com, and you can find out more there. Or you can connect, I guess you could connect through the contact information we gave you, the phone number and
917-553-5294, right. thehealingtrilogy.com, and
people can just say if they come to the church door that they heard it on BAI.
Okay, and that way
they want.
All right, so then you could make.
Catherine, you're so amazing.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, take good care now.
Bless you so much. Thank you.
Okay, bye bye. And you're listening to Heart of Mind, and this is WBAI in New York. I'm going to play a little bit of David Darling in the background. And because I also wanted to reach out to you for some of the work that we're doing here at WBAI, I'm working with a group of people here at the station that are really working to raise resources and to bring together those of us with specific skills and talents, and to really get what we need to bring WBA up to par, to be able to work things out with the Empire State, to be able to do the kind of technology that we have at the station. But we really need a focused group of folks, and so I'm hoping that some of you will be interested in volunteering to do that kind of work. In love of WBAI to transform. I believe that we need this radio station in these coming days, and you know, it's looking challenging, so we do need to reach out to all of you. If you feel that you can get engaged, then by all means send me an email and I'll connect you with this working group. My email is heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and my message line is 347-480-1694. I also wanted to let you know about a screening at BRIC, and this is more on a political end, the screening of Chisholm 72 Unbought and Unbossed, and they're asking you to join Kathy Hochul, Lieutenant Governor of New York, for a special screening of Chisholm 72 Unbought and Unbossed at the BRIC House Ballroom. And this is on September 20th, so it's coming up very soon, at 6:30 p.m. It's absolutely free. It's in Brooklyn at the BRIC House Ballroom, 647 Fulton Street in Brooklyn. And that's, you know, right not far from the Barclays Center, so you'd be able to find it easily enough. And the person who is the director of this film is actually one of the curators at the Schomburg Library. So the filmmaker is Shola Lynch. She's a filmmaker and curator. And her earlier major film was Angela Davis. You'll be able to go to this screening of Shirley Chisholm on September 20th. You might want to check that out at the BRIC House Ballroom, 647 Fulton Street in Brooklyn. Or you can go to BRIC. BRIC is the, you know, the cable, People's Cable Network in Brooklyn. So you can check that out, BRIC, you'll find it. I also wanted to let you know that this coming week is the third week of the month and the third Wednesday of the month, which means that we have our spiritual support group this coming Wednesday. And this Wednesday we are going to be talking about and working through what it means to connect with that deep mission that we're coming into the world with. Having a mission is not about or like having a career. You can fulfill your mission through your career choices and through your talents, but it's important to connect to that mission. And when we do that, that's how we bring forth meaning in our lives, and we can really connect to the power, the divine power that allows us to fulfill that abundance for ourselves, healing for ourselves, as well as for the purpose that we are into the world, coming into the world with. And so it's the third Wednesday of the month, every month, at least so far, 7 to 9 p.m. We'll be at Janana Yoga Wellness Center, 97 Bond Street in Brooklyn. So Brooklyn is the hot place to be, and it's all downtown Brooklyn, so it's only two or three stops from Manhattan, easy to get to. So Bond Street is the ground floor between Atlantic and Pacific, right around the corner from BAI, where we're located on Atlantic Avenue. So for more information on that, you can also connect with me at heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or you can go leave a message at 347-480-1694. And at our monthly support group, we work with different tools. We have Healing Circle, Laying On of Hands, Conversation, Networking. We do shamanic ritual, ceremony, trance dance, breath practices, and meditation. So there's a focus to each group. Then there's open communication, so everyone gets a chance to share and work through some of what might be going on in their own lives. So it's a wonderful ongoing opportunity, the Heart of Mind Spiritual Support Group. It's the third Wednesday of the month from 7 to 9 p.m. And our next meeting comes this Wednesday. And let me see, this Wednesday is the 20th. Wednesday the 20th from 7 to 9 p.m. I'd love to meet you and have this gathering. So you're welcome to join us. Again, that's heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a message at 347-480-1694. You can use that same contact if you want to connect with me over doing various work here at the radio station to help the station get through this current rough patch. And for those of you who want to connect with Kimberly, you can do that. Her event is coming up in another week. And you can, let me see if I can find that information again for you. Yes, 917-553-5294. And Kimberly's event is taking place Thursday, September 28th at the Church of St. Paul and St. Andrew, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., 263 West 86th Street, entrance on West End Avenue. So if you missed any of the details, send an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. I'm Catherine Davis, and this is Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And this conversation may not be everyone's cup of tea, but I do hope that it has opened up your mind, opened up your heart, and expanded you to the potential of what we can each do in our lives. Everyone has a capacity to bring forth their great gifts, to bring forth miracles, to manifest abundance, and transform the life of ourselves, our family, and our world. But we are best able to do it when we do it together. So I'll leave you with that, and I ask you to stay tuned for the next show, Cat Radio Cafe, coming up in just a moment. We just heard David Darling, Thy Will Not Mine Be Done, and now we're going to close out with Douglas Spotted Eagle, Sunrise Prayer. Our opening music is Come to the River by Diane Reeves. Stay tuned.